It is our review show, Neil Atkinson, Neil Jones and Sean Rogers, to talk about Liverpool going to Burnley and getting themselves a 3-1 victory. We'll start as we always start, and we'll start with the approaches. And Neil Jones, we can probably do the whole show on the initial selection by the manager. It's quite clear he saw, let's start at this point, it's quite clear he saw the Liverpool side that was looking really short of energy at times against Everton, and felt as though with everything that's on the horizon for the Reds, he had to do something about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Twofold. One, preserving energy, and one, getting something into the legs of some of the other players as well, who haven't had great minutes this season. You know, there's not many players in this side that you'll say a rare outing for, but I think Joel Matip, Divock Origi, Alberto Moreno fall into that category. Reaction was standard Liverpool, wasn't it? As soon as the team sheet drops, I think Liverpool lose every single game when the team sheet drops, according to the social media crowd. But I think the key thing, City made 6 changes the previous night, Liverpool made 7, Burnley made 5 themselves. This was a game week. I think we can now accept that Premier League teams, if they play Saturday, Wednesday or Saturday, Tuesday, they make changes. Crystal Palace didn't. Roy Hodgson named an unchanged side for Crystal Palace and got battered by 10 men at Brighton. That tells you an awful lot. I think Liverpool's approach was let's shuffle the pack a little bit. Let's trust some of these players who haven't had the chance that they've probably wanted, hoped for, deserved in some cases. Let's give them the chance in a tough game, but one that Liverpool can win regardless.
Yeah, we got beat by 10 men the other night, so we'll try and avoid that. We'll skip over that. I'm in with Hodgie there, unfortunately. Do you know what? I was a bit surprised by a bit of the surprise, if that makes sense. I know we've been talking for a few weeks about thinking that if there's going to be a crazy team, this is probably the one in the calendar. As soon as you know that there's something riding on Napoli, you know, we've said before, let alone getting people a rest by December, you think, well, what games do you want Robertson to miss other than the FA Cup?
Yeah.
January onwards and you know, you look at Van Dijk, I've said this before, and, you know, that's why I didn't think he needed to play against Red Star at home, you know, maybe even Red Star away, because that's my little fear with Van Dijk, in a way that he's cruising through a number of these games, which is fine, but we're talking about trying to keep him at peak level.
Yeah.
And I'm struggling now, you look at it, maybe Newcastle, perhaps.
Yeah,
you know,
possibly.
Maybe.